Welcome to the Golden Lady Podcast. It's me, the Golden Lady. Today I want to talk about stay the course. Stay the course. So, when you're going for your goals, things aren't going to go your way. And I think one of the biggest things that we think is like our thought process goes like this. Okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to have faith, lots and lots of faith. And I'm going to believe in myself and it's going to happen. And subliminally, you're thinking it's going to happen in a week or two. But things take time. For example, losing weight. And I use this example because it's one that a lot of us face. And we want to lose weight. We don't know how to start, or we want to become healthier. And what happens is, you know, you see you lost 2 pounds in 1 week. And 2 pounds, you really don't see anything. And you may think, well, this is just a waste of time. And you give up. And you go back to eating whatever you want. But the thing is, that's just the beginning. How are you going to get better? How are you going to lose weight if you don't keep going? It's not all going to happen. You're not going to lose 20 pounds in 1 week. But you have to keep your eyes on the prize. You have to keep going. You have to stay the course. Because we've seen an example of somebody, a before and an after picture. And we think, wow, I want to do that. But you don't want to pay the price to do that. Like I say sometimes, everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. You have to sacrifice something in order to get to where you want to be. But one of those things you're going to have to do is stay the course and know that it will take time. I've talked about this before, but a lot of things just need to be reinforced. Because this is part of staying the course. You don't just hear something once, something that's motivational once, and then you go out and you achieve it. No, because sometimes you lose faith. Sometimes you lose your way. Sometimes you need that extra push. Sometimes it doesn't help on that particular day. But the thing you have to do, remember, is to keep going. Imagine if you lost 2 weeks, 2 pounds 1 week. The next week you lost one. The next week you lost three. The next week you lost three. The next week you lost two. That's how you reach your goal. That's how you get to that point of success. I've never seen anybody be successful in a big goal within a week. But you got to know, you got to stay the course. Because what happens is, we're living in an age where people post their successes on social media. And it's in the media and we see these things that's in the magazines and we think, oh, that's what I want. That's exactly what did she do? How did they get there? And then you get started and you see how difficult it can be. You see that you really have to put in some effort. And a lot of us give up at that point because we don't want to sacrifice the time and the effort in order to become healthier or to lose 20 pounds. We want it right away, the same way we see it. The way we see it, that's how we want to be it at that moment or within a week or a short period of time. But you can ask anybody, it doesn't happen that way. It takes small daily practices to reach that big goal. Now, if you want to just lose 2 pounds, okay, you can do that in a week, 2 weeks. But for something big, for something that's going to matter, for something that's going to make you proud and something that's going to make you feel good about yourself and give you confidence, you're going to have to put in that time. You're going to have to trade chocolate cake for oranges. You're going to have to trade soda for water. You're going to have to trade sitting on the couch for getting up and taking a walk around the block a couple of times. and it's not going to happen soon. It's an accumulation of all of these things, all these small things that you do consistently every single day. And once it becomes that habit, once you do it kind of on autopilot, because trust me, you'll get to a point where you'll want to drink water. You don't want soda. You don't want cake. It'll go away, but you got to put in that time and you got to put in that effort. Still have faith in yourself. I'm not saying don't have faith, but time has to go along with that faith. Effort has to go along with that faith. It's not going to happen magically. So put yourself in a position. Know that it's going to take something. You can't lose 20 pounds without putting in the effort. It's what you have to do that's going to get you to where you want to be. And yes, it's going to be hard. Yes, you're going to fall off the wagon. One week you might gain 2 pounds, but that shouldn't stop you. Don't let that stop you. Let that be a lesson. What did I do? Whatever I did this week that I didn't do last week, maybe that was the culprit. Okay, I won't do that anymore. Or maybe I need to go exercise an extra day in the week. Or do something. Figure out what you need to do to be successful in life. It's your life. You can't keep looking at other people on social media saying, I want that. I want the yacht. I want the boat. I want to be 50 pounds lighter. And you don't put in the effort. They don't show you the effort on social media. They just show you the end result. And that's how we've been trained, is to want the end result. Because we don't want to put in that effort. All we know is what we want, and what we want it now. But you got to know that those people put in work too. Even the people who have weight loss surgery, they have to maintain that. So whatever it is, just know it's going to take effort. You know, it's going to take time. It's not going to happen quickly. But if you develop those small habits and you keep moving forward, you'll look up one day and you'll say, wow, not only did I lose 20 pounds, I lost an extra 5 pounds along with it and didn't even notice. Your clothes are going to feel looser. You're going to feel better. You're going to have more energy. And it benefits you. And that's the whole thing. You put in this effort and in the end, you get what you want and you feel so much better because it's where you want to be. And in return, it'll give you that courage to go out and do more things. Now that you've mastered this, you know that you can go through the process again with something different and master it as well. So just remember to keep at it. Stay the course. If you stay the course, I promise you, things will start to happen. And you'll find your confidence and your courage, and you'll improve, and you'll make progress towards that person that you want to be. But it's going to take effort and time. Thank you for listening. You can follow me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at The Golden Lady, and subscribe to The Golden Lady Podcast. Check me out on my website, thegoldenlady.com. That's GOLDEN. Thanks for listening, and as always, keep it moving.